Hello everybody, this is Ethan and welcome back to another episode of Chitter Chatter. This is episode 19. Today we'll be talking about the KSI Logan Paul fight that happened on November 9th in LA at the Staples Center. Just do want to say before we get into this, apologies for any noise that you may hear in the background during this episode. The weather is absolutely horrific here today, but hopefully, you know, it does stay quiet, you know, during the duration of this episode. Anyway, I just want to start off saying, you know, congratulations to not only KSI for winning, but, you know, Logan as well. You know, respect goes both ways for the fight. You know, as JJ said himself, you know, it takes a big man to get into the ring and fight. And that's very rare that I have respect for Logan Paul. Because I just really don't like him. I just really don't. That's why very well, I mean, I am a fan of KSI. I've been a fan of KSI for quite a while, so obviously, naturally, I wanted him to win, and he did, so I'm very, 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 very happy with that result. But, you know, as I said, both respect to both fighters, you know, for getting in the ring and creating the biggest internet event in history, biggest social media event, or whatever the actual official title is, because they did that with the last fight, now they've done it with this fight as well. You know, it's ridiculous. But there isn't exactly a lot to say about the fight itself. I suppose that, obviously, the most quote-unquote controversial thing that happened in that match was the so-called illegal knockdown by Logan Paul. Now, I don't want to really get into that because I don't know anything about boxing, but I think basically what people were saying, it was illegal because Logan held JJ, then punched him while he was holding him, and then punched him once more while he was on the ground. And from me watching that, I actually watched that clip back. I actually watched that clip, and I saw that Logan did do that. He did. You know, and anyone can see that. That Logan did hold JJ and punched him right in the back of the head. And then punched him again while he was down. And then that took a 2-point deduction. And then, you know, I was on Twitter, you know, looking at all the hype that about, you know, JJ winning and all. And I saw people posting, you know, the rules or whatever, and it made, you know, and everyone was like, oh, well, yeah, there you go, there it is, what more proof do you need? Because people were saying the 2-point deduction was ridiculous, they, you know, they shouldn't have done it, but then people were posting, well, what Logan did in the rules of boxing actually warranted a 2-point deduction. That is actually in the rules. So, you know, as I said, what more proof do you need? But I don't want to get into that because I don't know anything about boxing. So, but, you know, I'm just saying what I saw and what people have been saying. JJ also got his knockdown as well. I don't know what the story was. I think that was a fair knockdown, even though it did look that JJ hit him in the back of the head. But I don't know if that warranted a penalty. I don't really know, to be honest, because it, you know, but it looked like a fair knockdown. I don't know. I'm just saying that Logan got his knockdown, which was deemed illegal, and JJ got his knockdown, which I don't believe was deemed illegal. I don't think it was. Now, whether it should have been, I don't know, but no one was talking about that, so I presume it's not. But I'm just going off from what I heard in the commentary when I was watching some of the highlights of the match back. and I heard the commentator say, "Oh, was that in the back of the head?" And in the tone that he was saying it, I think it was it the DAZN commentators that I was watching the highlights of or something like that? I don't know. It was like, "Oh, was that in the back of the head?" So that the tone that he was using suggested there might be something wrong with that. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. But I think KSI's knockdown was deemed fair, and Logan, like, I can see why Logan's knockdown wasn't deemed fair, because he was holding JJ and punched him while holding him, and then punched him again while I was on the ground. So yeah, anyway, going away from the knockdowns, because I'll just leave the professionals to talk about that. The actual fight itself, yeah, entertaining. I can't say that it wasn't. Both fight, you know, Logan didn't really get tired like he did, and you know, JJ didn't let Logan take advantage of him like he did in the first two rounds of the last fight. It was, you know, it was very equal in the fighting. But well, I say it was very equal. To me, JJ looked better. He, you know, JJ looked like he was throwing more punches. JJ just looked all round better than Logan Paul in that ring during that fight. But my point is that they were both still going, I guess you could say. You know, Logan didn't tire out, and JJ certainly didn't let Logan take advantage of him in, like, the first two rounds, as I said. They were both still going at it. That's what I mean by equal, though. But I do think JJ just did look better. And again, I'm not a boxing professional. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying, from a viewer's point of view, and, you know, no one who knows about boxing, JJ just did look better. But again, that's just my opinion. And obviously, yeah, Logan, yeah, you know, Logan was throwing punches and stuff, but, you know, JJ just looked like he was throwing more, basically, you know. But yeah, when the results were, you know, when the results were being called out, I was like, Logan Paul gets the winning decision on the first judging, and I was like, oh no. And then KSI got the second one, and I was like, oh, okay, we have hope. And then, you know, it came to the final one, and it was like, from the United Kingdom, and then everyone went crazy. I was like, yes, thank the Lord that KSI won. Because if Logan had won, not that there would be any way back for KSI. I think, you know, KSI could easily have just gone making videos with Sidemen, making music and whatnot. But now that Logan's lost, to be honest to Logan, I will say this about him: he was in a way gracious with defeat. Now, I'm not talking about he was saying he sneezed in the morning. You know, he said, "Oh yeah, do you know, I sneezed in the morning. That's probably why I lost. I weren't feeling my best." And I was like, just stop making excuses. But he's the best out of the worst, if you will. Logan Paul, who actually went in that ring and who actually fought, was the best out of the worst. He was, He was more gracious in defeat. He basically took the loss well, more than some other people that I'll talk about. But away from Logan's sneezing, he was like, I don't feel I lost and all that, and all that. But you know, it was, they showed each other respect at the end of the match, which I really liked. You know, they shook hands, they hugged. Very, very, very nice. Logan looked happy as well. That JJ wanted to shake his hand, you know, it was like, all right. And then you could just see the smile across Logan's face. He was dead happy about it, which I just think is nice. And it's not that the having, you know, it's not like, oh yeah, this is the start of a new friendship or anything. I think it's just that I have respect for you and I have respect for you. Like, you know, both of them saying to each other, kind of through that handshake, through that hug, saying, we both have respect for each other. We both have mutual respect for each other because we just both got in this ring. We pulled off the biggest social media event ever. And, we've just done it. And, yeah. It's all well and good for Logan just to say, oh, I didn't feel I lost because, you know, I believe I'm, you know, a winner in, you know, I'm a winner for doing this. But no, he wasn't really kind of like saying it like that, I don't think. But as I said, he was more gracious in, he took the loss better than some of the people, as I said, that I'll get into now. So, who shall I start off with? Jake Paul, Shannon Briggs. We'll start off with Shannon, I think. Save the worst till last. Shannon Briggs, the annoying guy that always goes, that always says "Let's go, champ," and has no other words in his vocabulary. He didn't take. I mean, I can kind of see why he didn't. Obviously, I don't blame him for not taking the loss well, because it's a blow to him, because he trained Logan Paul. And he had some beef with Vidal as well. By the way, just side note, Vidal must be extremely happy. You know, you could see how happy Vidal was. Both JJ and Vidal falling to the knees, just hugging each other, because that is massive. Massive for Vidal. That is massive. But anyway, Shannon was basically just going on about this 2-point deduction kind of thing. And, you know, saying, oh yeah, I've never seen that, blah blah blah. It's just like, shut up. Do you know what I mean? Just, no. Like, you lost the fight. Deal with it. You lost it. And then JJ and Shannon both had they shared an Instagram live with each other. I haven't actually watched all of that yet, but I saw a bit of it, and it was funny. Yeah, do you know, JJ was just coming in with, you know, just all the right points, and then Shannon was like, kind of like, oh yeah, good point, but, and then just saying something like meaningless that JJ could just go and attack on again. As I said, I haven't actually watched it. I probably should have before I recorded this, but I've only actually just remembered this now. But Shannon didn't, I don't think, really said anything else, because I think he just expected Logan to win. Do you know, as you would as the trainer. Do you know what I mean? But it just all goes to show that, you know, no matter how much you talk, no matter how much you talk the talk, if you can't walk the walk, it's meaningless. And JJ did that. He talked the talk, but also walked the walk. Logan just talked the talk. And I suppose almost walked the walk, but just didn't walk far enough, I guess, you know. But yeah, Shannon was basically focusing on the 2 points deduction thing and just saying it never should have been a 2-point deduction. But yeah, anyway, that's Shannon out the way. Jake Paul. Now, Jake Paul basically was just saying anything that a Logan Paul fan would say. Oh, it was rigged. A salty Logan Paul fan. All Logan Paul fans, you know, they might have said, okay, yeah, Logan lost. You know, sad about it, but, you know, I'm not going to go off saying it's rigged or anything, you know, like little kids. Jake Paul basically just acted like a little kid. He did say it's rigged, basically. He said that. And then was not happy with Shannon either, because there was a video that came up and he was like, he weren't happy with Shannon whatsoever. I can't exactly remember why. I think it's because he heard Shannon say something in one of the rounds. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Because, you know, Shannon and Logan in that video was like, no, he didn't. But anyway. Yeah, Jake was like, oh yeah, it's rigged. It's, you know, Logan should have won. He actually released a big long paragraph on his Twitter explaining, you know, say, it was weird. Like, oh, I have respect for you, JJ. Congrats. But, do you know what I mean? But this is why Logan should have won. And that. Oh, by the way, going back to Logan, he did release a tweet saying congratulations, like, to the champ KSI, and like no one was kind of like spamming. This is what I mean by Logan was more gracious in defeat. Like, he was kind of saying, oh, you know. But the replies to his tweet after he was saying, you know, congratulations to the champ KSI and whatnot, I think that's what it was or something like that. You know, no one really, you know, spammed his tweets with, like, L's and all that. They were saying, oh, you know, that's respectful, that's nice, you know, good on you for doing that and not being solid. But then Jake and Shannon are just another story, realistically. But, yeah, and then... After the fight, there was fights in the stand between two YouTubers. I saw it on Drama Alert the other day, and... Oh, gosh, I can't remember from the laugh either way. But, yeah. You know, there was people who were very surprised. There was people... A lot of people celebrated it. That, basically, Logan Paul lost. You know, I was checking a lot of YouTubers' Instagram stories and all that. And two celebrities I do want to talk about, though. James Arthur, for one, and Justin Bieber. Now, you probably know Justin... Well, you probably know both of them. But the James Arthur situation may be a bit less known, especially to the American ones who don't really follow UK YouTubers. But anyone in the UK who follows UK YouTubers will know what I'm on about. Now, I don't know where it started from. I think it started from Cal Freezy calling James Arthur a wetty. Or was it... Oh, no, actually, I think it was in between... I think Minimint might have started it, and then James Arthur... Well, not started it, but James Arthur started it by replying to a Minimint tweet. And then Cal Freezy replied to James Arthur saying, you're a wetty. Which basically, you know, basically calling him wet. And then it was basically between James Arthur and Cal Freezy, which is two people... You don't exactly really expect to be in beef with. Because I think what it was that Simon released a tweet saying, oh, please don't quote me on this because I'm not entirely sure. But I think he may have said, I know Simon definitely tweeted this out. Miniminter definitely did tweet out saying, oh, I've made it, you know, kind of like as a jokey thing. I've made it. My friend is in a... is in a boxing ring, you know, fighting before millions of people, you know, which I found, you know, I think it was used for comedic purposes, because it was like, oh, I've made it because my friend is doing that, do you know what I mean? And then I think Miniminter basically was talking kind of about the fight, and then James Arthur responded to one of them tweets. Because I think he wanted... Did he want Logan Paul to win? Or he was supporting Logan Paul, I think. And then Cal Freezy obviously standing up for JJ, saying, you know, you're a wetty, calling him wet. And then, as I said, Cal Freezy, James Arthur, you don't really relate them to. They are the last people you would see, you would expect to see in Twitter beef. It's ridiculous. But it's not even, like, just, you know, a reply and then another reply. This went on for quite a while, and other YouTubers got involved. It was absolutely hilarious. James Arthur was just digging himself a bigger role. Like, everyone was just like, take the L, mate, you've really lost. But yeah, it was hilarious. Then Justin Bieber. Logan Paul wanted Justin Bieber to come because Justin Bieber wanted Logan to win, plainly because he's never heard of KSI. That's fair enough. If you don't know who the other fighter is, and you know who the other fighter... If you don't know who one of the fighters is, then you know the other fighter, then that's fair enough. But, like, it's not that he was just... You know, if he was just standing in the crowd supporting Logan Paul just because he didn't know KSI, I'd be like, well, fair enough, because you can't... You know, you don't really support someone that you don't really know of. Do you know what I mean? But he wasn't. He literally just acted like a kid he was met one of their idols. Like, he was in the dressing room praying with them and everything. Like, probably, to be honest, Logan Paul's more excited to see Justin Bieber, and then told Justin Bieber to go in the dressing room and was like, yeah, right, come on, get in a huddle, we'll, you know, I'm not taking the mick out of them for praying at all, but it's just funny that Justin Bieber was in Logan Paul's dressing room. That's what I found funny. And then, I think, did he walk out with him as well? Or something, I don't know, but you could see Justin Bieber really wanted Logan to win, and everyone was like, why? And then, yeah, his Instagram story was a treat. You could see that there was much more to this. Whether he may have had a bet on or something, he was like, oh yeah, let's go, you know, and his story was like, yeah, let's go, Logan, you know, come on, Logan. He did about 3 posts on his story. Then I think it was like the 4th post, after the fight, it was like, Logan Paul's the better fighter, period, in capital letters. And I was like, well, there you go, that's Justin Bieber's opinions on it, I guess. But flipping heck, yeah. Some of the things after the fight was actually entertaining than the actual fight itself, but yeah, to be honest, just to round it up, I'm happy that KSI won. Yeah, just ecstatic that JJ won, really, and I'm very happy that Logan lost, because I don't like him. But as I said, big respect to both of them for, you know, standing in the ring and doing this, and respect to Logan for actually, well, doing the fight, but actually being respectful to JJ. You know, okay, yeah, he was making some excuses why he lost about sneezing and whatnot, but, you know, he was more respectful than others, is what I'm trying to say, and I you know, that is respect to him, you know. Yeah, you know, both respect to both fighters and JJ as well, you know, for shaking Logan Paul's hand and hugging him, you know. It was like, well, we see respect, and then there was a bit of hesitation. JJ was like, yeah, all right, and then, you know, they shook hands, and then JJ talked to Logan a bit, saying, you know, it's, you know, respect to him for actually getting in this ring and all that, and, you know, you've made him work hard and all that. And that I think that was really, really respectful of JJ. And then, obviously, Logan saying, you know, congratulations to the champ and everything, you know. Oh, yeah, at the end of the fight, when the interviewer actually mentioned, oh, will we see another fight? You could just say, nah, the crowds were not up for that at all. Like, to be honest, I'm really not. It's like, okay, yeah, we've had it now. Just leave it. Just leave it. And, you know, thank the Lord JJ said, no, it's over. Thank the Lord he said that, because, sorry about the rain. I said that the weather is horrific here. But yeah, thank goodness JJ said that, because I was thinking to myself, oh, just don't. Can you not do that? Can you just not? Because you could hear from all the booing, the crowd's like, oh, absolutely not. Please. But yeah, JJ said no, and he said on an interview of Good Morning Britain with a very irritated Piers Morgan that he won, that he said, nah, there's no trilogy to it. You know, I beat him. That's it. That's fair enough. And the thing is, if they had another fight, and let's just say Logan won, or it was a draw, then they would have to have another fight to decide. Especially if Logan won that fight, then they would have to have another fight to decide. But no, JJ's won now. That's it. Easy. It's over. It's done. And I've really been thinking of actually just releasing, it's probably going to be a very, 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 very long episode. Well, not very, 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 but, like, quite a long episode. Just the whole story of the YouTube boxing, how it started to how it ended. But, I don't know. I'll think about doing that. We'll see. But, yeah. So, that's it for this episode of Chitter Chatter. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed. Have a great afternoon, because it's afternoon here, so I always start with, that's the thing that I do when I do these outros. I always start with what time it is here, so have a great afternoon, have a great night, have a great evening, have a great morning, just have a great day in general, I hope, and once again, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.